And as we now prepare to give our morning offerings to God, let's also take a moment to think on these three things: the gift, the crown, the joke. As we think of the gift, let's take a moment as we offer to God our lives again to thank Him for the gift of Jesus. But also to consider how we might be God's gift to one another and to the world. As we think about the crown, are we willing to bow to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to hear His call afresh on our lives as we enter into this new year, to renew our faith and our trust in Him? And as we think of power, to reflect for a moment on how power is so often misused in our world, and to pray for a new kind of leadership in our world today. And as we think of those awful cracker jokes, am I willing to give everything, even although others may think it foolish, for the cause of the kingdom of Christ? We bring our offerings to God. Shenanigans with angels and whatnot, we had people come forward and to lay a strip of cloth on the manger to prepare the manger for the coming of Christ, and in the laying of the cloth to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. We gathered again a watch night, and some of you will have noticed that there is a pattern and a reason behind most of the things I do. Not behind everything I do, but behind most of them. And it wasn't without significance that I asked Fiona Kendall to light the central candle of our Advent wreath. Because if you've been watching the news in the last few days, you will have noticed that because of this particular season of the year, there are more and more people trying to cross, certainly from France over here to the UK as migrants. And one of the things in asking Fiona to do that was to say something very powerful about Christ's light in the world. And I've said it throughout Advent and again this morning, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot put it out. And whatever we see unfolding in our world, whatever befalls us in our own lives or the lives of our loved ones, the light of Christ continues to shine. And we need one another, because sometimes we can't see that light when life is difficult and painful and hard. And so this is the place, gathered together as the family of God, where we shine the light of Christ for one another when the darkness is all-consuming. There was an Italian offering both at the early service and the late service on Christmas Eve, and the money that we collected, I hope you'll be happy to know, we are gifting to the work that Fiona and her team are doing as part of Mediterranean Hope. And Fiona was very pleased to be able to receive that on behalf of that group and the work that they are doing. So on this final Sunday of the year, let's bring to God our prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. And as we come to prayer, we reflect back on a year. And it's been a long year for some, a quick year for others. For some, it's been a year of rejoicing, of new beginnings. For some, it's been a year of endings, of farewells, of goodbyes, of letting go. And in whatever has happened in these last 12 months, Jesus Christ has been there. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we take a moment now in prayer to say thank you. Thank you for the people and the experiences that have filled our life with hope and joy in this past year. To give thanks for our church. To give thanks to God for the gift of faith, which means so very much to us. To give thanks to God for the power of the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. And particularly as a church family, to the power of the Spirit bringing minister and people together in a new adventure here in this place. And as we give thanks to God, so on this last Sunday of the year, we do open our hearts and minds and lives afresh to the power of God's Spirit to dwell within us. that we may hear his voice, that we may be his gift of love to the world, that we may be people who live like Jesus, preferring others before ourselves, giving, giving, and giving again in his name. As we think back over this year, both on the world stage, international events, and things that have occurred more locally, we recognise there have been many things that have brought joy and happiness in our world, through sport and music and theatre. But we recognise too that we have also seen humanity at its worst. In violence, in hatred towards the other, in a failure to be better. And so on this last Sunday of the year, we lay the brokenness of the world before the Lord. And we recognise at times our own ability to switch off from it all. And yet, Jesus calls us to engage, to love, to pray, to serve. And so this morning we remember our missionary partner Fiona, and we remember the work of Mediterranean Hope. And we continue to pray for the crisis across our world of refugees, people without a place to lay their head and call home. And we remember Jesus, who became a refugee, fleeing with his parents from the wrath of Herod. And we remember again that God has indeed come near. We remember those we have lost in this past year, those now at peace and rest in the kingdom of heaven. And we pray for ourselves, for the courage and the strength that we need each day to live again, to trust again, to love again. And in the silence of these few moments, we bring our own prayers to God, particularly for those we hold dear at this time who are struggling with health and well-being, and ask, Lord, that you would hear our prayers now. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Our prayers we bring in the name of Jesus Christ, Saviour and Lord of all. Amen. Before we sing our final hymn of praise, may I take this opportunity again to say a huge thank you to everyone who in different ways has contributed to the life of the church over the period of Advent and Christmas. May I share with you my hope and prayer for you, for those that you love, for your family and extended family and friends, that you would indeed know the peace of Christ as the clock ticks into the new year. I'm looking forward to the first Sunday of next year. It is a joy to be able to share with you that as part of our worship next Sunday morning, we will be dedicating a set of new Bibles for our, we call them pews, but they're not pews anymore, they're seats. Now, we do have Bibles there, and the Bibles that are there have served us well in different capacities and in different places, but it's a blessing that we're able to have a gift of new Bibles. And as I say, as part of our worship next Sunday morning, we'll seek to have a blessing over that. Some of you might say, but what's wrong with the Bibles we've got? The answer is that there's nothing particularly wrong with them, but that the opportunity to open God's word and to read it in a translation that is slightly different brings the word of God afresh for us. And what I'm hoping on a Sunday morning is that when it comes to the reading of the Bible, we'll actually reach forward, we'll take the Bibles out, we'll open them and we'll move the pages across and we'll hear the pages move. And that we'll get to handle God's word and get into the habit of that again, that that word might become for us even more real and relevant in our life and faith together. More of that next week. Until then, we sing together, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Rather than just put these little things that we've collected this morning in the bin, you might like to just take the little crown and the gift and the joke and just place them somewhere in your house over the next 2 or 3 days, on the shelf or on the table, and perhaps use them as a way to just reflect and to pray for God's presence moving from this year into the next.
So that I don't get in trouble, please don't leave rubbish on the floor though, because I might get in trouble. Go now in peace, knowing that God loves you, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love this day and forevermore.